Hey everybody, welcome to the Power Hour of Love. I'm Charbel and this is...
El Bandito.
How's it going tonight, El Bandito?
Oh, I'm doing great, senor. We're having a super awesome night tonight because tonight is our 3-year anniversary of doing the Power Hour of Love. So I'm super excited, Senor Boyle. Thanks for being with me for all these many years.
Oh, you know it, El Bandito, man. It's always a good time.
And we've got a super special guest joining us in studio for our anniversary. He was on with us since the beginning. He's been in some of our first podcasts, and he's a special guest to the studio. We'd like to thank Mr. Fusion for coming in and joining us tonight. How you doing tonight, Mr. Fusion?
Fantastic, guys. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great. We're so glad to have you here, Mr. Fusion. Like El Bandito said, man, you know, he was on the very first podcast, and he joined us during our past few anniversary shows. So definitely, it's really exciting to have you back tonight.
Absolutely, man. You know, I just thought about it. We should have tagged Louis C.K. in the video. And this light, you're pulling off a Louis C.K. there.
That would be pretty cool, man. You know, like, yeah, definitely go ahead, you guys, you know, go ahead and tag Louis C.K. in the comments and see if maybe.
Maybe he'll watch and be like, who the hell's this guy? I'm going to take him out. This is a guy writing all them bogus checks from me, man.
But like we were saying, man, it's our big anniversary show. So every year we like to get together, spread the love, man. If it's your first night watching the Power Hour, man, why don't you tell them a little what we're all about? El Bandito.
Absolutely, man. Here at the Power Hour Love, we like to dedicate an hour to things that we love. It's pretty plain and simple, but you know what? The media today is filled with so much garbola, man, where they're like, oh, nuclear attacks are coming, and oh, the government's bad, and oh, there's all sorts of disease and flu populating the entire world. Man, there's a lot of scary news out there. But you know what? No one's taken the time to remind us about all the great things that are out there that we love every single day. And, you know, you kind of get cut off. You get isolated. You feel kind of alone, you know? Sometimes you got to get together with buddies and remind yourselves that there's plenty of stuff out here that we all love. That's fantastic, super awesome stuff. So we're here to tell you guys about the latest and greatest pop culture and nerdy news and all of the stuff that we love. So thank you guys for joining us tonight. We have a very, very special topic considering Valentine's Day is just around the corner and love is what the Power Hour is all about. We're dedicating tonight's episode to the top 5 Valentine's weekend films ever. So that's right, movies that opened over Valentine's Day weekend. We're counting down the best of them.
Oh yeah, man. And like we said, you know, the Power Hour of Love, Valentine's Day, man, we want to share the love. And man, if you guys could help us out and go ahead and hit that share button, man, go ahead and share it with all your friends. Share that love. Have them come in here. Join in the interactive conversation. I'm going to be checking you guys' comments as we go through tonight. And man, you know, we'll definitely be interacting as we go. And of course, Chucky Bucks is here, so we'll get his interesting point of view on all this.
Absolutely. Now, what do you think, Mr. Fusion? Do you think that Valentine's Day is a good weekend to be like going out to the movies?
Especially if there's a horror movie coming out on Valentine's Day weekend.
Now, why is a horror movie a good movie to have on Valentine's?
I don't think there's a bad time to have a horror movie.
That's a good way of looking at it. I have to say, from El Bandito's personal perspective, I really feel that a horror movie is a great movie to take a date on because when chicks get really scared, you know, they cuddle up all nice and close to you. And I don't mind that one bit.
That's my move, man.
That's why you're such a horror movie fan, huh?
Yes.
Well, definitely, man. Well, like you said, we're definitely going to be diving into, you know, some of the top, Valentine's Day opening movies. So, man, who knows? We might have a couple, you know, horror movies in there, too. But as we were saying earlier, man, we love you guys, the fans, man. I'm seeing it fill up in the room. Awesome comments popping in. But we just wanted to say a special thanks to some of our fans that sent us a little special gift for our anniversary here.
Absolutely. Yeah. We were super psyched to get our first ever piece of like fan mail here. So it says, for a couple of nerds, you're extra cool. We love your show. Keep up the hard work. Big league, here we come. Love your fans.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you can't beat it. You know? Like, what a thing to get on our anniversary when half the time we feel like no one's even watching. If it wasn't for that thing that said, hey, there's people in here, we'd think nobody cared. But you like me. You really like me.
Absolutely. We said thank you guys for sending this in. It's got some yummy candies on there that I know we're going to be enjoying, you know, as Valentine's Day rolls around, man. And, yeah, you know, you guys are awesome, and we love spending every week here on Facebook Live with you guys and you guys commenting and stuff. So thanks so much.
Absolutely, man. And over on YouTube too. We're trying to make things happen over there. You know, we'd like to get our subscription up over there. So if you guys want to head over to our YouTube page sometime this week or something, or if you see us posting a link to the YouTube videos up on our Facebook page, feel free to subscribe over there, because we do exclusive content that is over on YouTube alone. We do our playthrough and reviews over there, and we're going to start doing some tech reviews and stuff like that, because we've got a lot of questions about people asking us how we set up the studio. And you guys might notice we have a couple of extra added fun little elements for tonight's show. If anyone would like to know how to do this sort of stuff, or about any of the equipment that we used, we've gotten some comments about people seeing me use the Stream Deck and stuff like that. I'd love to answer your questions. Shoot me a message, shoot me a PM, whatever, and I'll do a video on it, and you guys could check it out. But we do appreciate you guys so much. You have no idea how much we do. So tonight, one thing that we definitely wanted to do, and we've been advertising like crazy, is that we have a bunch of prizes and giveaways, because it's our time to give back to you people. What do you think about that, Senor Bull?
Oh, man, I love that, man. You know, I know a few weeks ago we did a giveaway, man, and we got so much great response, man. People sharing the love, spreading the love. And, man, like you said, man, now this is our chance to give back to you guys. We got some really cool stuff to share with you guys tonight.
Absolutely. You know, I didn't even do my hair tonight before the show started. And look, I got this wicked Superman curl. I'm loving that.
There you go, man. Hey, at least you didn't have to CG out a mustache, right?
No, I can leave mine right in. It's fine. We CGI'd out the sides of Mr. Fusion's beard, though. We had to get rid of those. He was contractually obligated to not have his normally long, bushy beard.
That's awesome.
But you know what? Let's get started with looking at some of what we got going on tonight for the anniversary. So Let's go ahead. Let's pull the screen down. Watch your head, Mr. Oh, there you go. Okay.
New feature.
Absolutely. So let's see what's happening right over here. All right. So tonight on the Power Hour, it's our 3-year anniversary. We're super excited. We're making things happen on both Facebook Live and on YouTube. They're both amazing, awesome platforms. We hope to get more integrated between the two. So we'll keep you guys up to date on that. But like we said, tonight we've got prizes. We got Mr. Fusion, who's going to be doing a round of trivia in our second segment, which will be a super ton of fun. He's going to do some Valentine's Day trivia. I know we got a lot of comments about people who really liked our historical facts and stuff like that. So Senor Bull has dug up 10 Valentine's Day trivia questions. I looked at a couple of them, and there's some stuff that really might surprise you. So it's pretty cool. You're going to want to stick around for that. Also, of course, if he gets questions wrong, we are going to put Mr. Fusion through the ringer. You know, but we'll tell you a little more about Mr. Fusion, who he is, why he's on the show, and everything like that in our second segment. But our main focus tonight, you can see here on the end, is our Valentine's Day films, right? So let me reiterate, because, like, man, we were going round and round on this, and this was such a mouthful to try to get out. But a lot of movies have an opening weekend. You know, they start Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever. And throughout history, a lot of movies have come out over Valentine's Day, but not the kind of movies you'd expect. And I'd have to say we were super surprised looking through of just what types of movies were making the most money and the biggest impression during Valentine's Day weekend. You know, it may or may not be what you guys are expecting. So we're going to jump into that. We're going to check that out. But I mentioned about the prizes and giveaways, and here I am rambling on because I saw this graphic. Let's get to some prizes and some giveaways, man. Opening up for this Valentine's Day weekend, it's going to kind of be past the Valentine's Day weekend because it's right on Wednesday, which is a little tough to figure. But February 16th, this Friday, Black Panther is opening up in the theaters. What do you guys think about Black Panther?
Man, I am so stoked, man. I mean, I've been watching all the trailers, and of course, we got our first glimpse of Black Panther in Civil War. But man, I'm psyched, man. What do you think, Mr. Fusion?
I'm pretty excited about it. I saw the trailers for it when I went to go see Star Wars a couple of months ago, and the movie looks like it's going to be quite the spectacle.
You got to talk right into your robot penis there.
Sorry.
So you think it looks pretty cool, though, Mr. Fusion?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really digging it. I like how they brought back some of the actors from Age of Ultron who kind of originally introduced Wakanda, namely the villain guy. I can't think of his name.
Is that Claw? Is that who
you're talking about? Yeah, there you go.
That's Andy Serkis, man. That's the guy that he played the, you know, the
Snoke, right?
Snoke, yeah.
If you guys haven't checked out our Star Wars video, we'll put a link to it over here, and you can go kill yourself. But Star Wars movie, man. All right. Anyways, since this movie is coming out for Valentine's Day, we wanted to do something special for you guys. And we are going to give away a $25 Fandango gift card to one of you lucky fans out there so that you can take a date on your Valentine's Day weekend to go see Black Panther. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, man, you know, I think that's super stoked, man. I mean, like I said, I mean, I can't wait to see Black Panther. Man, people are blowing up the comments here talking about Black Panther, man. We see Party Man Will in here. We got Catherine D. We got Terry D. Terrible Terry D, man. This is like one of my oldest friends, man. I'm so glad he's checking it out. Man, Rich T is in the house rocking it out, man. We got Jason L, man. These guys have been joining us. Oh, Mike D, what's going on, man? Yeah, I know these guys are big Marvel fans, so... Definitely, man. Why don't you tell them how they can go about possibly winning this Black Panther Fandango gift card?
You got it. Well, it's right behind Mr. Fusion's head. Can we crunch you down just a hair there? All you have to do is share this video tonight, and directly after the episode tonight, as soon as we shut down, we're going to start things right back up with a raffle. We're going to do a little two-minute raffle. We're going to pull a name out of a hat out of all the people that share this video. So if you share this video to your wall, to a friend's wall, whatever, you can't win. You're on the show, man. We're going to have you do the raffle later. So you're going to be, Mr. Fusion won. No. But yeah, so just share the video, hit the share comment, share it anywhere, and you're automatically entered for a chance to win. And then following the episode tonight, we'll do a quick raffle, and someone will get that gift card right away. It will be an email gift card. So if you're worried about us having your address or something weird like that, we don't even need it. You just have to have a valid email, and we're going to email you a link where you can download a gift certificate for $25 over at Fandango. So it's pretty easy, man. It's pretty awesome, guys. It's your chance to win $25. I think you should do it. Share it with other people. Share it with someone you think might want to go see this movie and who would love to have a gift card to go and do it.
Absolutely, El Bandito. Like you said, I mean, you know, Fandango, I'm pretty sure it's accepted everywhere. So definitely, you know, you guys, it'll be nice and easy, man. Plus, like you said, who knows? Maybe some people are like, oh, man, kind of a little short on cash and stuff. You know, we just got through the Christmas season, man. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, guess what? Here you go. Now I can take your lovely date, you know, to go check out this awesome new movie.
Absolutely, guys. And that's just our way of spreading the love with you as a thank you for spreading the love with us, man.
Maybe you get a nice jump scare and she'll jump into your lap.
Hey, man, you know, sometimes these Marvel movies have, you know, they have everything. They have thrills, they have chills, they have comedy, they have action.
It's intense. It looks like an intense movie where, yeah, you might have some jump scares just from, like, the thrill of the action, like you're saying.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, I just, you know, I just can't wait to check it out myself, man. I know it's definitely on my weekend to-do.
Absolutely. But guess what, guys? We're not going to stop there. We love you guys so much. We love the Power Hour so much that we're going to give away another prize. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, I like it.
Let's see here. Like we said, we're trying to get some subscribers up on our YouTube, man. So if you head over to our YouTube page sometime tonight, sometime this week, sometime by the end of the month, you're entered in a raffle to win a Blu-ray copy of Thor Ragnarok. Now, come on. This is, on Rotten Tomatoes, the best Marvel movie ever made. I mean, everybody freaking loves this flick. And we decided to give it away, you know? And I wanted to give it away. And I went and I found Senor Boyle. And I was like, hey, you know, I need to find Senor Boyle. And I was wandering around his office. And they're like, dude, you can't be in here. Like, you're not allowed in this building. We don't know who you are. You're just some weird guy. And Senor Boyle came out of his office. He heard the commotion, and thank God, he was like, oh, yes, that's my friend from work. I know him.
That's awesome.
But all right, come on, guys. Thor Ragnarok was the jam. We're giving away a Blu-ray edition of the movie. For this, you do have to have a mailing address. We're going to give it away through Amazon.
Sure.
So we're going to take all the people who are subscribers. If you're a subscriber right now, you're entered in the contest, man. You can't beat it. But if you're not, head over there. If you want more chances to win, talk to your friends, your neighbor, your girlfriend, your spouse, whatever. Have them sign up for a subscription to YouTube. Have them subscribe to our YouTube channel, and they get a chance to win. You know, so we're trying to get over 100 subscribers by March 5th, where we're going to do our live show here on Facebook Live, and we'll live draw the winner during the show of the Blu-ray for Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah, man. And like we said, this one's nice because it gives a little bit of time, you know, but like El Bandito said, immediately following tonight's episode, we're going to do that drawing for the Fandango gift cards.
Absolutely, guys. So just our way of spreading some love. Let's throw some love at you guys right there. There you go.
So does the garbage can outside of the studio count as
a mailing address? It can't. I think it can't be a P.O. box. I think it has to be a regular. I'm sure that, like, we have all sorts of official rules and stuff. We're not going to get into them here. But basically, you subscribe. We're going to do a raffle. We're going to mail it to you. You're going to get it. If you want to have a P.O. box or whatever, that's fine. We'll figure it out. If we have to order it, get it to us, and then mail it to you, we'll do it because we love you guys. And we thank you for subscribing over on our YouTube channel.
Absolutely, man. Well, hey, you know, we've talked about all these cool prizes. We talked about, you know, Mr. Fusion joining us. Like, man, why don't we jump into some of those Valentine's Day movies that we were talking about earlier?
Absolutely. Without further ado, huh?
Oh, let's check it out.
So, oh, Valentine's Day, man. I forgot. You put this in our notes here, and I put a little graphic up for it because you wanted to ask the audience out there what they thought of Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is a big question, you know. Yeah. I mean, regardless of your, you know, if you're a couple or if you're single or if you're, you know, you got a crush on someone and you want to kind of like, you know, try to let them know, like, what do you guys think about Valentine's Day? Do you think it is like this, you know, day to really show your love and appreciation for somebody else? Or do you think it is just kind of a cash grab for, you know, like a Hallmark holiday or something like that? Go ahead and throw that in the comments. Let us know what you guys think about Valentine's
Day. Yeah, because I know at times it's a little, you know, especially when you're single, I think Valentine's Day sucks, man, and nobody likes it. But I think your e-card, some e-cards, a lot of these e-card places, they kind of got it right. You know, like it looks like they know what they're talking about in the world of Valentine's Day where it's, yeah, you know, I'm the kind of guy that's like, I want to celebrate the person I'm with all the time. Don't you guys agree?
Oh, you know it, man.
I don't need to save it all up for one day.
A specific day out of the year to show you care about somebody.
Yeah.
That should be every day.
Yeah, it's like they have a birthday and stuff to do something special. So, but I get it. I like the fact that Valentine's Day is there for single people who may have a crush on someone, and this is like a special day to ask them out. I think that's where Valentine's Day really works for me.
Of course.
Oh, real quick, guys. You know, just so everybody knows, there was almost like a lover's quarrel that erupted in the comments here. Valentine's Day is this upcoming Wednesday for anyone out there who doesn't know.
I see the angry faces. Yes, Mike D is getting.
Yeah, but don't worry. We've got you back, Mike.
We
you
do.
Know, definitely. You still got plenty of time.
It's Wednesday. And dude, share the video and you could win yourself a $25 gift card from Fandango to take someone to Black Panther Wednesday. Well, I guess it doesn't open until Friday, but this weekend.
Exactly.
And there you go. You're covered. You don't have to do anything else. Just drop that gift card in, some candy you bought at Walmart for $2. Good to go.
Plus, it's better to, you know, check things out on the weekend, too, because then, you know, you can really party afterwards and, you know, have a lot of good times. So.
Yeah. But all right, enough about me. What do you guys think, right? Let us know in the comments if you think Valentine's Day is super cool, super awesome, a great day to celebrate your love, or if it's a day that's just kind of a cheesy sham holiday. But looks like, I like Kelly Jade's, like, Valentine's Day is dumb. Half off candy on February 15th is where it's at.
Oh, it looks like Party Man Will said, throw Valentine's Day in the hopper.
our resident trash man, Mr. Fusion, will absolutely crush it.
Absolutely, crush it. Man. Oh, we got it. It's all about spreading the love of all types, not just romantic. That's what we're talking about. Catherine D gets it.
Absolutely. And again, like I said, I think it's a really great holiday for people who have a crush and they want to ask someone out for the first time or something like that. And, you know, I saw some news articles about like women's magazines encouraging women to ask a guy out. And I have to say, like, that's pretty awesome. I don't know if I've ever been like asked out by a girl. Maybe like once that happened.
Welcome,
and, you know,
to
it was
the
some 21st girl
century.
Does that happen a lot? Or women. Yeah, welcome them to the 21st century. Yeah, man. Get out there and ask someone out if you like them. Because, you know, as it is, the only people that seem just totally kosher with just asking people out are either super good-looking people or super not good-looking people. You know? And super not good-looking people, it kind of sucks when they ask you out because they do it really bad.
You know? I had read a thing saying that I guess over in Japan, they have kind of like adopted Valentine's Day as being like the day where women are more apt to ask out a male. So I think that's kind of
Sadie Hawkins Day.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, they are. Yeah. But, you know, so that's kind of spreading around, man. It seems like that's becoming a more... you know, more likely thing to happen. So
absolutely.
Definitely, you know, all you guys out there. Oh, we see some Valentine's Day is lame and overrated. We got Becky H. in the house for the first time tonight. Thanks, Becky.
Well, either way, we want to take a moment to wish you guys a happy Valentine's Day to you and those that you love. Make sure to spread the love, share this video, win yourself a prize, have some fun on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day evening is usually a lot of fun. So super cool. Let's throw some more love out there. I'm in a very love mood this week, man.
There you go. It's our anniversary show. It's Valentine's Day, man. It's all about the love.
Absolutely.
Now we get to dig into some films now?
Let's do the movies. Let's do the Power Hour Movie Countdown.
And just so you guys do, man, get a load of this awesome graphic that El Bandito put together. Now, if you guys in the comments, if you can if you can guess where all those different fonts came from, you know, I'll send you something special. You know, we don't have something predetermined already, but we'll get you something special if you can name all those font types there.
See that? On the fly prizes. And you don't have to be like, that's Helvetica, Futura, Murder at number 7. No, he means like, where are they from? Yeah. You know, because each of these are from a specific other pop culture reference, man. And if you can call him out, Senor Bull just said it, man. He's going to send you a nice prize. It's probably going to be something great, like a chainsaw. Could be cute.
Hey, you know, sometimes people need that when it comes to love.
Yeah, sometimes you need a chainsaw, man. All right, we're gonna start the countdown with countdown number 5, man. Okay, let's look and see what we got. So Friday, February 13th, 2015. We're not going back that far for our number 5 contender. Looks like it made $571 million in the box office. What do you guys think in the comments? Go ahead and throw down your guess. What movie do you think this is? Now, this one is, I like the 13th. I think when a Friday is the 13th, you can't beat it. That's a good weekend to have a romantic weekend, you know?
Good movies come out on Friday the 13th.
Absolutely. So what good Friday the 13th movie came out in 2015? And made $571 million. Now, that's a pretty big hint, okay? Right away, you guys should be able to realize it's not a Friday the 13th movie, because collectively, they probably haven't made $571 million.
It looks like
right. And the last one to be released was in 2009, so.
That's it. See, our horror expert.
There you go, man. Well, it looks like we got a couple votes in here for Deadpool.
For Deadpool, man, that's an excellent guess, because that's a super great movie that did open around Valentine's Day, but our number 5 slot goes to none other than the nefarious 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, man. Hey, I want to know how many people, like, you know, engaged in some S&M type activities after going to see this film.
Nothing that was in this movie.
I know. You know, I heard all the hype about this film. And, man, like, you know, when it came on HBO and I could, like, fast forward past all the, like, lame parts, the whole movie pretty much.
It's 5 minutes.
There was, like, one part where you're like, all right, this might get good. It didn't.
Yeah, cuts away.
If you guys are fans of this film, you know, let us know what you dig about it in the comments. But I can't believe that they actually made 3 of these. I think the latest one is coming out, or it just recently came out. But, yeah, I'm not surprised this made as much money as it did, because it was really popular. Amongst, like, the middle-aged, like,
it
women.
It was a popular housewife porn.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, you know, whatever. Hey, everybody has their likes. You know, we're all about the love here. And, I mean, yeah, this movie definitely might have opened up some avenues for to make some dudes pretty happy, you know?
I think Terry D's got it right. Does Wayne Brady got a choke a bit? That's kind of what the movie was all about. And I have to say, like, people were telling me about the film and, oh, you got to see this cool S&M stuff. And people kept describing it to me. And I was like, that's like 101, dude. What are you doing?
So, it's like, that's just the starter class, man. You know, that's why I'm like, maybe I should fast forward past the next two to see if it actually gets into anything good. But it was really funny. One scene I remember, they said, the girl's like, what's a butt plug? And it's like, you can't figure that out? Like, yeah. I mean, seriously?
It's in the name. It plugs your butt.
There you go.
That's in as far butt. As that definition goes, man.
There we go. Rich T says 50 Shades of Garbage.
But, you know, $571 million is nothing to scoff at. It couldn't not make the list. Even though it's not our favorite movie of all time, it kind of really deserve that honorable mention, because it's the second highest grossing film to ever be released in February.
Wow. Maybe that's why they made 2 more of them.
Exactly. They're just like, just made money.
I'm sure The Phantom Menace made plenty of money when that came out.
Yeah, and look, they made
nine. That doesn't mean that it's a good movie.
Oh, Jason T's joined us. What's up, man? How you doing tonight?
All right, let's roll on to the next spot. What do you guys think? I think
let's
that's enough gray
yeah,
for right now.
Enough gray. Let's get
so let's shoot on to number four. All right, guys, this one, Friday, February 14th. This opened on Valentine's Day itself, 2003. You're going back a little ways. Made $179 million. Not a bad haul. Not a bad haul. Yeah. And again, this is for the total run of the movie. This isn't like the opening weekend. This is the total run. So I think that's worth mentioning, right?
Sure, absolutely. So what do you guys think this one? Remember, you got to go back a little bit of time. Yeah. Now we're talking about 2003. What was hot?
2003. Now I know me and Senior Bull know, but Mr. Fusion doesn't know. So you want to take a guess, Mr. Fusion?
Well shoot.
I should have got some Jeopardy music prepped.
Freddy vs. Jason came out that year, but didn't come out until summer.
Okay.
Well, hey, so at least you guessed.
Yeah, Terminator 3 came out that year.
That's definitely another horror
summer blockbuster.
They want a genre clue.
A genre clue?
Give it to him, El Bandito.
I would say superhero?
Yes.
Spider-Man?
No, Spider-Man actually came out in 2002.
Okay.
Yeah, it was delayed. It was supposed to come out in 2001, but they had a scene with the World Trade Center that they edited out of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason T. said Shrek. Was it Shrek?
Oh, Shrek's
that's
definitely
a good guess.
Yeah, that's a really good guess. It's not Shrek, though. All right, what do you guys think? You ready for it?
Let's give it
to him.
Give
him another minute?
Nope, let's go for it.
Nope, let's do it. Let's do it. All right.
Spit it out.
It's the amazing, the great, the fantastic, the incredible, the mind-stopping Daredevil.
It's Batfleck before he was Batfleck.
jumping between Marvel and DC.
Let me ask you a question, Boyle.
What's up?
Do you see...
Oh, yeah. No, don't get me wrong. Like, I remember when this movie came out, like, I didn't hate it as much as, like, a lot of people. And I still really don't hate
it. I'll be honest. I don't hate this movie at all. Like, I kind of like it. And I like it in the sense that, like, it is a cheesy superhero movie.
It was.
You know, like, everything got kind of really way serious afterwards, which is good. They elevated it to a higher form. But for what it was at the time, it was a cool, like, anti-hero kind of movie. You know, it's just neat.
Now, warning. Word of warning, if you watch the Netflix series first, do not go back and watch
this. No, let that shit ride.
Because you are going to be extremely disappointed. Probably the only positive I would say in it is the Stan Lee cameo. I thought it was a very clever cameo.
I think Michael Clark Duncan as the Kingpin
was really cool. Absolutely. Party Man Will says, I would really like to know what Mr. Fusion has in that Coke bottle. You're going to find out in segment two.
Absolutely.
Let's keep digging in, man. What's our next movie?
All right. Next up on the list, we're shooting down to number three.
All right. Well, how much did this?
February 13th, 2004. So we're only jumping up 1 year. Looking at $196 million. So it beat out that incredible Daredevil movie.
So I wonder, could this be another comic film? Or what do you guys think?
I know. You want to take a stab at that, Mr. Fusion?
Francis has a guess.
Yeah, the Thornbirds. I'm not sure if I've ever checked that one out before.
The Thornbirds. Is that the Thornberries? Do you mean the Thornberry movie?
Maybe that might have been in that time.
That's that animated movie.
Definitely
right?
In that time.
Yeah. I heard that was a good flick. I wasn't a fan myself, but...
Well, let's see. What do we got for this one, El Bandito?
Hold on. Mr. Fusion's got to take a guess.
Oh, okay.
As soon
go
as he guesses, we'll figure that as time up for the audience, right?
You're asking me to travel way back.
It's like, I don't remember what happened like last 2004.
unless a prominent horror movie came out that year, then I have...
It's okay. Just talk into the robot penis. That's okay. It loves it. This is practice for you for Wednesday.
Oh, we have a Jason X a vote in that.
Oh, house.
Jason X. X was 2002 or 2001.
They're calling for another clue. They want a clue.
Another clue. All right. We will tell you guys that this is a rom-com.
Oh, there you go. So yeah, not
50 First Dates.
Oh, Mr. Fusion nails it. It is 50 First Dates, man.
Awesome job.
Now, did someone just put that in the comments? I saw you look down at your phone.
No. Just genre clue, genre.
Yep. They're still catching up, man. They're still, you know. But, yeah, it looks like, Mr. Fusion, good guess, buddy. You know, definitely, you know, here's the funny thing. Someone brought this to my attention. I don't remember who, so if they're watching, please jump it into the comments. But they said almost 50 First Dates is kind of like a time loop. I mean, it's not, but I mean, in her brain.
Yeah, for her, she's in a time loop.
I definitely agree.
I keep thinking, what's going to happen like 10 years later when she wakes up every day and she's like 40? You know? That's got to like screw with your head, man.
Absolutely, man.
But that wasn't a bad flick. I mean, Sandler flicks have definitely pretty much turned to shit since then. It's neat that he does a lot of Netflix stuff. I don't watch any of it, but I kind of like it. I'm like, I like that that pops up there, and I'm like, hey, good for him. But I don't want to watch it.
I've always liked Drew Barrymore. You know, I always thought she was fun.
I think the movies that she did with Adam Sandler were generally pretty good. You know, you got The Wedding Singer, 50 First Dates.
Yeah.
Jason L., he said, that was me. I was the one who said 50 First Dates. So, yes, Jason L., it was you, man. And thank you. That's so cool that this kind of lined up with today.
Absolutely, guys. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go ahead and pause right there, and we'll get back to our top two on our countdown of the best opening weekend Valentine's Day movies ever. Thank you guys so much for sticking around. But for right now, what do you say we jump into some podunk news? How does that sound?
Oh, yeah, man. Let's dive in.
All right. Let's do it.
Podunk News.
Oh, yeah, man. If it's your first time joining us tonight, we just want to tell you guys a little bit about what Podunk News is all about. You know, there's all kinds of crazy stories going on out there, you know, stuff that they're calling fake news. You don't know what to believe. Well, guess what? You're going to hear some crazy stuff tonight, but you can believe every word of it because it all comes from trusted sources.
Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely true. We do a ton of research on this, guys, just to put together this amazing show for you. So we hope you guys have some fun. Let's get right into the news here. Watch your noggin there, Mr. Fusion. And let's see what we got coming up here. What's this all about, man?
Oh, man. Yeah, this is definitely something exciting. I know Mr. Fusion, just seeing it, he's so stoked about it. But yes, SpaceX launched the Starman into outer space last week aboard the
for like no reason.
Oh, well, I wouldn't exactly go that far. You know Elon Musk launched one of his Tesla cars with this test dummy in it, what also wearing the suit that they hopefully plan that the people that are going to Mars will wear. So, I mean, yeah, as you say, maybe, you know, it's not, you know, exactly the best way to test it. Hey, you know, I guess when you have a Tesla, you know, they're just like, woo.
Yeah, might as well test you.
So, Mr. Fusion, what do you think about this?
Well, the first thing I thought of when I saw it was the original heavy metal movie from 1981.
You know it, nice. Man. I know I was talking to a few people, and you know, they were kind of telling me about this, and I said, dude, was it a convertible? And they were like, yes. And I'm like, there's no way that Elon Musk cannot be a fan of heavy metal. You know? But here's another cool just little factoid about the car. In the glove box, there's a copy of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Nice.
With Don't Panic on the dashboard. So, you know, there's also like a miniature version of the car, like a little figurine and the little spaceman on the dash.
Nice.
So that's kind of cool. And for like the next couple of weeks, you know, while the battery lasts, the song will be replaying David Bowie's classic Space Odyssey while it drifts into outer space. Its original track was to go into the Mars orbit and just kind of float out there for the next billion years. But it seems like they may have overshot a little bit. It's going to fly into the asteroid belt. So probably at some point the Tesla and Spaceman aren't going to be with us anymore.
But no, they're going to join up with Voyager and become V'ger.
Going to be like V'gersla.
Absolutely. But definitely, you know, got some really really cool stuff. You know, they're going to be you're going to be able to watch the video live while it floats out there. And yeah, eventually it's going to get out there near Mars. But yeah, the main thing is definitely testing out that new spacesuit. And I think so far they said things have been looking pretty good. So we'll see what SpaceX comes up with next.
Yeah, crazy bastards. All right, speaking of crazy bastards, look at this guy.
Oh, man. And hey, we're going to give you guys a chance to guess where this house is located. Could it be California? Could it be Michigan? Nope, it's Florida.
Of course.
A Florida homeowner now owes over $8,000 in fees after they painted a replica of Van Gogh's Starry Night on the outside of their home. What do you think of this one, Mr. Fusion?
You know what? This is a good Florida story. I mean, aside from the fact that the poor guy's getting fined, but I don't have a problem with that. That's
dude, it's not like he painted heavy metal images all over.
I wouldn't mind boobs all over the place either. But
sure,
like,
but, you know, it's an HOA. No, I understand they got to have rules, you know.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, considering an HOA told him he can't do this, like, that's pretty lame, dude.
Sure.
Like, you know, that's just fine on him. It's like it's HOA, right?
Well, I think it's also whoever, I know it's art, but, you know, there's definitely a foundation that kind of has the rights to that Van Gogh artwork that, you know, you have to go through all the motions to, you know.
That sounds like a bunch of trash. People are just being jerks, I think.
Well, they're charging them $100 a day until it's removed. So,
man,
if you're digging it, definitely go look it up online. I'm sure you can get the actual city and the address if you want to go check out the Starry Night replica.
Well, absolutely.
Hey, maybe Elon Musk lives there and he could afford it.
Maybe you'll throw this guy a couple bucks so he could buy the rights to it. But either way, get out there and check it out, and check it out fast, because it's probably going to go away soon.
Yeah, I would say so. So what's next, El Bandito?
All right, next up.
Oh man.
Coming in October.
You know, of course, you know, we had to have some podunk news with a little bit of comic book flavor. You know, man, here we got, you know, over the past week, you know, we had a Venom poster released as well as a teaser trailer. The trailer primarily featured Eddie Brock, who's played by Tom Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
There was really actually no sign of the symbiote, you know, so you didn't actually see Venom's costume. The movie is due out in October. But, man, why don't you go ahead and show them that little image that we think of. Mr. Fusion, why don't you get your head down just a little bit, man, so people can see it. There you go.
You will eventually plan to have Venom in your Venom movie, right? How do you have a whole, like, teaser trailer with Tom Hardy and don't have not even, like, a hint of Venom stuff going on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people probably here, even in the comments, are Venom fans and stuff like that. So you guys let us know if you've seen the trailer, if you enjoyed it, if it got you kind of stoked, wanting more. Another thing is it never even said the name Venom. I think it was in, like, the little hashtag at the end or whatever. It just said V, and like, I don't know, from like a marketing standpoint, I'm not trying to tell Marvel how to do things, because it seems like they have a pretty good handle on things, but
good rap on it, man.
But I'm just saying
this is Sony, though. It's not Marvel Studios, you know. It's Sony doing that
exactly. And I mean, I just think them not including that or some sort of Spider-Man imagery is going to lose people, you know.
Yeah, like they're not going to understand the connection between them if they're not a hardcore comic fan, you know. But also too, like, just, I'm not excited about anything Sony's doing with Spider-Man, man. Like, just stop making superhero movies, you know?
Give it back to Disney and...
Well, you don't have to give it to them. Like, let them pay you for it or rent it like they're renting Spider-Man right now, you know?
Oh, it looks like Terry D said, man, he's waiting for Carnage to pop up. Well, man, you might not have to wait too long, because at least in the rumor mill, saying that you're not only going to get Carnage, but the other five symbiotes that... Venom birth. So there's going to be lots of CGI symbiotes in this one.
You know who would have been like dream Carnage, though? Who's the guy that played Rorschach in The Watchmen?
Oh, yeah, that's
also the guy that played Freddy in the Freddy remake.
Yeah.
James Earl Haley?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Dude, when he was in Preacher, he looked so old, though. Is he like super old, or they make him old for that part?
He is. He's also the guy that played in... He was the little punk kid in the Bad News Bears riding around on the dirt bike in the original
okay.
one.
I didn't know that.
That's the same kid.
I know he was in The Dark Tower as well. I know that movie was like universally panned. I like it. I know Party Man Will liked it. So that
did he look younger in that movie? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think he's in like his 40s or 50s, so he's up there. But, you know, Carnage could be, you know, in that age group. Jason L. says they still have plenty of time to put out a better trailer, and we absolutely agree, man. You know, we're just kind of giving our like first impressions on what they released, and you know, we're not trying to be super harsh, but you know, obviously, like Marvel has set that bar kind of high. Like I know, like you said, it is Sony, but it is one of their
they're like teaser trailer Thanos is in it.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't waste any time. They were like, guess what? We threw some bucks at some CGI. There's Josh Brolin looking like a big California raisin.
And they throw Chucky bucks at it, man.
That's what they need to do. Throw some Chucky bucks at it, man. You tell them, Mr. Fusion.
So I think we've heard enough about Venom. What else do we got going on in our podunk world out there?
All right. Well, I got a really cool story for you guys here. Over in Pyeongchang, or however you say it, Pyeongchang. You know, they're doing the Winter Olympics.
Okay.
And I don't want to ramble on about the Olympics. If you want the coverage of it, just go and watch it. But I saw a really cool freaking story that I definitely wanted to mention. And this is a shout out to the United States ski teams, right? Who at the Winter Games this year have decided to do a little something special with some of their training gear.
Yes.
So right here, we have Michaela Schifrin as Captain Marvel, you know,
and
her suit. That she trains in, like she can't actually wear it in competition because you got to, you know, wear your branding and stuff like that. But they actually made her a Captain Marvel like uniform, and I was like, dude, that is super cool.
That does look pretty cool, man. You know, watching different gym videos and workout. You know, I've noticed that they have been starting to produce these like Wonder Woman kind of like one pieces and stuff. So I mean, that's definitely like right up that alley, man. So cool for a character that hasn't been really introduced to the mainstream yet to already have some representation. So
absolutely,
very cool.
Yeah, and she's coming soon, right around the corner. So that's what's really great. But I do want to point out, it's a full body suit too. You know, like we don't have an image of the whole thing, but you know, it's like an Under Armour keeps you warm kind of thing. So that's literally all she wears out in the snow, and she's totally warm. It's pretty awesome. But on top of that, Lindsay Vonn joined the fun as Captain America.
Oh, that's cool, man. Very, very cool.
Yeah, and I like this is the Age of Ultron with the red stripe there on the sides of the stars. I dig it. So really cool. I just wanted to give them a shout out. I thought that was some real nerd love they were repping up at the Winter Games, man.
Very cool, man. Very cool.
So go America.
Absolutely, man. Well, hey, you know, we've talked about some crazy podunk news. What do you guys think about getting back into some of those wild Valentine's Day movies? I've seen quite a few dropping in here, Francis. We definitely see all, you know, the naming out New Year's Day, a bunch of romantic movies that probably, you know, wrap around certain elements of Valentine's Day. But, man, I can't wait to get back into it.
Absolutely. We're going to jump into our second segment, though, which, like we promised, is our super cool trivia with Mr. Fusion.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Mr. Fusion, it's been a while since we had you in studio, and I wanted to let you know that we did some pretty fun, exciting things in store for your awesome arrival here tonight. So, for one, we watch your head there. We actually made you your very own Mr. Fusion graphic.
That's awesome, man. Thanks.
Now, in case anyone doesn't know, if you haven't seen the show before, you haven't heard of the old podcast, Mr. Fusion is our professional drinking machine. So that's right. That's why he has that bottle of Coke. It's kind of why we all have a bottle of Coke today. We're celebrating. Yay. So what we like to do is we like to give him some mystery liquor. And just like Mr. Fusion, we're using it to power him up and to power up all of his circuits and get him going for a fun night of trivia and excitement. Now, we actually wanted him to play a game where he had to have responsive answers, so we neglected to get him totally powered up, but we are charging him up a bit here. And
you tanked me a little bit. We're good.
We're going to let him loose on some trivia questions, but real quick, we got a little special treat for you, Mr. Fusion. This was something we put together for the podcast, and we never had the opportunity to use it, but we wanted to play it here tonight. All right? You want to check it out?
Might as well.
All right.
Mr. Fusion, bring him a drink. He'll spout that dumb bullshit the first thing he thinks. We'll pick his poison like beer, wine, or liquor. We'll find out which one will make him sicker. Mr. Fusion,
yes?
We'll bring him a drink. He'll just do that shit until he stinks. Oh, Mr. Fusion, bring him a drink.
So there you go, our professional drinking machine, Mr. Fusion, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely, man. You know, we're so happy to have you here, man. And definitely, you know, we're going to definitely party it up with, like you said, some cool trivia questions and definitely have a little more celebratory drink here. You know, I think it's about that time, El Bandito, that we take a little sip of the
heck yeah, man. They saw me drinking in the first segment.
I'm sorry, guys.
30 seconds. Yeah, Mr. Fusion killed his
early. Oh,
cheers,
okay,
Mr. Fusion.
Okay,
here
we go. We're gonna,
all right, happy anniversary, man.
There you go. Ooh, that's rather
no,
tasty.
Will, we're not having a Dando Destroyer.
Well, just so you guys know, this is actually some Siesta Key rum. It's made by Drum Circle Distillery over in Sarasota. They make all by hand, everything. They shave their own coconut and put it in the rum. They distill everything in-house. They don't use any of the artificial pre-made ingredient things and stuff like that. Super great. Get over to Drum Circle Distillery and check them out, man. They're usually available in ABC Liquors here, I think, in Florida and stuff like that. But it's homegrown, baby, right here in Florida. And this stuff is fantastic. It gives you these awesome autumn notes and stuff. They're not paying us to be a sponsor. I just love the crap, and I just wanted to say it, that it's super good. So get out there and check it out.
Well, Mr. Fusion,
they totally should pay you to be the sponsor, though.
Well, we're definitely going to.
If I own the run company, I would.
Hey, if all you beautiful people out there go out and order some from their website and put on there, hey, we heard about you on the Power Hour Love, maybe they will throw us a nod, post us on their website or something. That'd be great.
Well, Mr. Fusion, you know, being that, you know, you've been such a great sport, man, such a good friend, man, you're more than welcome to share some of my tasty beverage, you know, being that you're our official drinking machine, so. But definitely don't drink too much, because we definitely have some wild stuff coming at you with the trivia. And like we said, if you get some of these wrong, you know, there might be some, you know.
There's a price to pay, and we'll let you beautiful people know what it is right now. See, we have here some of everyone's favorite super delicious Valentine's Day hearts. That's right. These terrible, chalky, disgusting things that no one likes. I have no idea how they still produce these every year. This one says True Love. And I do kind of like that these are very pixelated fonts nowadays. You know, like, I guess that's sort of nerdy. But otherwise, they're pretty terrible. But for every question that Mr. Fusion gets wrong, as a professional drinking machine, he has to put one of these in his mouth and then keep it there until the end of the game. Now, this exponentially increases with each question he gets wrong. So 2 for the second question, 3 for the second, for the third question,
oh,
4 for the fourth question, until we get through all the questions that Senior Bull has. And depending on how well you do, we may have a lot or a very few amount of questions for you.
How many questions?
So
you didn't tell me that I had to double up every time.
Oh, absolutely, man. That's because we're kicking it up another notch for the anniversary, for the, you know, kicking off this new year of the Power Hour, man. We're stepping up our game, and we need you to step it up too, Mr. Fusion. Throw some love for Mr. Fusion, guys. Let him know you want to see him choke down a bunch of these delicious chalky hearts.
Oh, man. Jason L. says, there's a reason they only sell that shit once a year.
Let me tell you, I'm going to point myself in your direction.
I'm pretty sure that these are just the same ones. Like, they've been trying to get rid of them for like 18 years.
I know. These are the ones you gave me 2 years ago.
No, these are new. I just bought these. I spent money on you, Mr. Fusion, for Valentine's Day. So I do expect something after the show.
All right. So you ready to kick this off, man? You ready to start this trivia? Now, you guys, you know, feel more, you know, you're more than welcome to try to help Mr. Fusion out, throw in some comments down there. You know, he might try to phone in a friend or message a friend, you know. But definitely, man, you ready for the first question, Mr. Fusion?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
You ready?
All right. Which state grows the most red roses?
I don't get like a hint.
I mean, well, yeah, it's a state in Florida.
There's a lot of states out there.
It's a state in the USA. Did I say a state in Florida?
Yeah,
yeah, you said a state in Florida. I think you should have to put 10 of those in your mouth right now.
I'll eat ones. That was dumb.
But come on, man. Just take a guess. All right. It's known. It does sometimes go by the name the Rose Bowl.
Oh, shoot. California?
Oh, Mr. Fusion.
Ding, ding, ding.
Freaking awesome, man. You are absolutely right, man. Are you sure you're not looking on Wikipedia over there?
God, just die in.
Well, dude, you're lucky because these things are foul.
Get a bucket.
Now, these things are funky, bro. You're lucky.
My wife has great faith in me.
All right, here you go. You ready? You can't see through this paper, can you? Okay. All right. Now, even though these aren't all exactly Valentine's Day questions, they definitely have some sort of a reference to Valentine's Day. So,
okay.
Which invention was filed for a patent on Valentine's Day in 1876?
Oh. 1876. It wasn't Friday the 13th.
It wasn't like a light bulb. Or anything, was it?
Is that your final guess?
Yeah, I might as well. Let's get the fun started.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Fusion. It was The Telephone by Alexander Graham Bell and Elsha Gray.
Oh, man. Hey, hold on. I get to pick it.
Was that
I want to give you something special. It says something special.
Was that like 50 lines of Gray back in the day?
Well, I think we're going to kick you off with Good Time. How does
that
sound?
There you go. Start it off. Now, remember, you can't chew it up. You just got to keep it in your mouth, okay?
I remember.
So you ready for the next question? What year was the conversation heart, you know, the candy that you're now currently have in your mouth, invented?
It's like, could you make that multiple choice?
Well, okay, well,
because there's a lot of years. I mean, there's a lot of time in the 20th century, maybe possibly the 19th century.
Do you want me to give you a little multiple choice?
Yeah, give me a multiple choice.
Okay. 1966, 1947, or 1866?
47.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Fusion. It is actually 1866.
How about The One I Love? And let's find you a special one.
Wait, I get two?
Yeah, it's two. Because that's the second question you got wrong.
Be sure to pay attention to these comments over here, Mr. Fusion.
Oh, I didn't know I could like read the...
people can help you out, or they can seal your fate putting the wrong answer.
Tried to seal my fate anyways.
Here's I love you.
Because none of these were right, so...
I like someone put a
great
condom.
All right, thanks, Diane. Little help here, babe.
Someone use the Google Mater.
All right, you ready for the next question? Which holiday season has the largest chocolate sales? Now, you do have a multiple choice on this one. Are you ready?
Okay. All right.
Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's, or Easter?
I'm thinking Halloween, dude.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, that's my final answer.
Ooh.
We're sorry, Mr. Fusion. Christmas season actually ranks in the highest season.
Does Halloween at least come second?
I would say so. Okay. But here's a little trick for you.
Diane, you're a little late.
February 13th and 14th are the biggest sale days. That wasn't the question that we asked you which season it was in. So.
All right. Well, for in celebration of Halloween, we'll give you some orange ones. Why don't you read to the audience what you got there?
Thanks. Come near.
Do you still have those other ones in your mouth? Okay, they're in there.
All right, here's this. That's a special one for you can dedicate to your wife there for helping you out.
Made in heaven.
Mr. Fusion, how many more does he have to eat right now?
He's got one more coming my way.
I'm gonna find one more orange one that has something written on it. God, these are cheap. Here you go. This one just says guy.
Mine.
All right, so you ready for the next one? Now, this one, I know you're a big fan of like old mythology and stuff, so you might have a good chance of getting this one.
I think I did pretty good with that round of questions last time.
All right, you ready? Make sure you get close.
How come you don't have to put one?
You're spitting crumbs at me.
Get close to it so people can hear you. Okay, so in Roman mythology, who is Cupid's mother? Remember, give a chance.
Who's your mom?
Who's the mom?
It's your mom. That's not my final answer.
Okay. Do you have maybe a guess? Like you don't? I'm going to ask you if it's your final answer, but do you have a guess on that?
I have a guess, but I'm going to wait until Somebody gives me the right answer.
They might be. Look, a
Matt Short, give a shout out to Matt Short.
There you go, Matt. Matt S is in the house.
I'm putting things in my mouth, Matt. All right,
it looks like
for you, baby.
Like Party Man Will is saying Venus. Rich T says Aphrodite. Terry D says Helena.
I think it's Aphrodite.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Oh, you should have went with Party Man Will. He was correct. It
Come
was
on.
Venus.
You know, well, Party Man Will knows
with, like, Will wants me to go in the direction of the Dando Destroyer, and I can't trust that.
Well, here, why don't you ask Party Man Will this?
What next, bro?
What kind of hearts are these? It just said, what next? That's not even good English. There's plenty of room.
My boyfriend.
My boyfriend's here. Here? Here's a tribute for some Jim Jeffries there.
Oh, there you go.
My girlfriend. You're supposed to read these. Are you just eating them? What about this one? Really, too?
My girlfriend.
My girlfriend's here. How about this one here?
Star Eyes.
Oh, Star Eyes.
So he has quite a few in there now, huh?
If you're keeping count out there, feel free to put it in the comments.
More questions, bro.
You're doing pretty good so far, man.
I answered one right.
All right, you're up to five if you get this one wrong now.
Okay, you ready? All right. I'm going to jump over the next one because that one would be a little unfair, but here you go. In medieval times, not the restaurant, or you know, like we're talking about the actual, what organ was associated with love?
The stomach.
Is that your final answer?
That is the final answer.
Are you going to wait to see what some of the other?
No, we're going
to
go with the stomach.
The stomach? Well, man, yours is going to be pretty full because that's not the answer. It was the liver.
Dude, that made me laugh because, like, you just spit it out so quick. Like, you were so sure. How about this one? What did that one say?
Hello, bro.
All right. How about this one here? This is what you think of me right now.
You're nice.
Here, this is what you think of Party Man Will right now.
My girl.
Here's what we want you to do.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk. That one said. All right. And this one's got some schmutz on it. I don't know what that's all about. You don't want that one, man. I think it was just another cookie rubbed off on it. This one doesn't say anything. What the fuck is this shit?
Hey, Mr. Fusion, do a promo for us right now. Tell everyone, welcome to the Power Hour.
Welcome to the Power Hour of Love.
All right. How about that one?
Want me, want you. What the hell? That's incoherent.
Last one right here. What do you think of that one?
Cool.
All right.
I said cool.
All right, so Mr. Fusion, we have two more questions.
Two more questions.
Now, I think you might have he's going to take a drink. Be careful. That might be like a Mentos-like thing, man. You might explode. Oh, man. Oh man.
That's gonna get that chalky goodness working for sure right there.
Look at these chipmunk cheeks that he's got going on over here, man.
I'm trying to keep my tongue otherwise.
Catherine D said don't choke and then get a bucket. All right, so you ready?
How original, Diane. You already said that.
We need to get him subtitles.
Well, but you can put the captions on.
Like an angry gumball.
Okay, here you go. All right. Now, this one you should get. Which gangster was responsible for the St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
Do you know? Put it in the comments below. Help Chucky Bucks out. Help Mr. Fusion find
his way.
Thanks,
Katie. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Or put the wrong answer and make him eat six more.
I can't put six more.
Just so you guys know, it's which gangster was behind the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
I like the way Mr. Fusion's like, I can't fit
Capone.
Another.
Capone. Terry wouldn't turn me astray. I'm going to go with Capone.
Which Capone?
Al Capone.
Al Capone.
Well, guess what? Terry D definitely helped you out,
Thank
man.
God.
That, you absolutely got that one right. Oh man.
Look, even Kelly Jade was trying to throw you some support man. Down there. She was like,
Chicago.
Al Capone.
Thanks, Diane.
Chicago.
Good answer.
Chicago killed the people on St. Valentine's Day. Dropped out of being in this terrible city.
I think Mrs.
Tell me why, though.
Hi, Mark. I think Mrs. Fusion is having some celebratory drinks too.
What do you think of this one here? Do I really have to eat six more?
It's true.
All right. So you ready for the?
I got it right. I don't get it. I can put that back.
Are you ready for the final?
There's one more question.
He's got one more, and we did skip one, so you might be able to go to the bonus round.
Oh, bonus round.
All right. What symbol is illuminated on the Empire State Building every Valentine's Day?
I'm just going to...
You're just waiting for your helper?
I can't put any more in here.
Oh, you can't fit any more?
No, you're going to be my...
your barf bag?
Yeah.
What symbol is illuminated every Valentine's Day on the Empire State Building?
The artist formerly known as Prince.
No. Come on, it's a symbol.
It's the bat symbol.
It's not the bat symbol.
Come on, just take a guess.
I'm just, you know, I'm trying to let the people tell me.
You're trying to let the comment list refresh there? What do you guys think? Oh, what shape do you think it is?
Oh, you definitely got
a heart. I'll go with
a heart. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well. Looks like Kelly Jade's trying to bail you out there, huh?
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, guess what? You don't have to eat any more hearts because that is absolutely correct. All right.
Why do you have to give me something that sounds so obvious, but then you give me other things?
Because that's the point of the game.
You tricked me into doing it. And like they can understand what I'm saying anyway.
Hey, just be glad this time we actually accepted your answers. The last time we did a trivia game where you were eating stuff, remember we just started being like, I can't understand you, so it's wrong.
Oh, look at this throwdown, man. Man, Jason L. said he has to do the bonus round, but if he gets it right, we have to eat what's left.
I'll tell you what. If we do the bonus round and Mr. Fusion gets the question right, we'll both eat six.
Yeah, there you go.
How's that sound? Yeah, is that fair? You guys want to see us eat six?
Yeah,
at one time.
I got like 13 in my face. Well, I don't know how many I got.
It's not a contest. Well, I guess it's kind of a contest.
I got a lot. There's over 20 of these things in my face right now.
Not so good with the math.
Well, let's
do the bonus round.
Right,
you can chew that up and eat it, Mr. Fusion. You're welcome to eat it.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, this is awful.
I bet. See, now, Senor Bull, whatever he says, we're like, oh, you're wrong, because he's like, while he's chewing them.
Mrs. Fusion says that there's a little bit of delay in the comments. Yeah, with Facebook Live, there's a little bit of it takes a little bit of catching up. So
I actually hit the thing kind of slow today, so we have extra delay today. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but absolutely. You know, we try to give a little bit of extra time. But here's the next question. All right, the bonus round. What crime was Saint Valentine to be executed for?
Ooh.
Cutting the hearts out of people?
Is that your final answer?
No, I'm going to throw it out there because I know that's what he did. You know.
But what was his crime?
What was he actually charged with?
Probably heresy. Catholics.
You don't even want to think about it or give the comments in a second to get it there? He's like, nope, final answer.
Being a Christian.
I love it. That's Party Man Will says his crime was just plain being a Christian.
So, you're going to take a guess?
I'm going to take a guess. Heresy.
Well, are you going to go with Party Man Will's awesome recommendation there? He's been spot on every answer so far.
Well, you know what? Being a Christian, I guess.
Well, I was going to say heresy is pretty vague. You'd have to be a little more specific about it.
Well, I mean, back in those days, the Catholic Church ruled everything.
I know, but anything could have been heresy. That's like such an open-ended answer. But okay, so you're going to go with being a Christian?
If you did a mohawk,
being a Christian, we'll go with
heresy.
Will. I like Will. He's a smart guy. He knows things.
Okay.
How would you phrase that?
He's smart. He knows things.
All right. So here's what it was. It was actually for performing secret marriages.
No shit.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So, yeah. He was.
Pardon my French.
That's a real guru of love right there.
You know?
Yeah,
it.
But we also know what he did, right? I mean, he did some
pretty crazy stuff.
Hey, I'm man, pretty, people do a lot of crazy stuff for love.
I'm pretty sure the majority of that story is fictional, Mr. Fusion.
I don't have to put any more of these things in my face, do I?
Send those back over here.
Send them on over there.
How about
there?
You put like about 20 of them in there?
All right, I'll tell you what. In the spirit.
He's going to put this whole bowl in his face.
Day. In the spirit of Valentine's Day, in the spirit of love, of togetherness, in the sort of sharing that we want to do with all you beautiful people out there, if each person in the comments right now just showers us with a love, hit the little love button down there. If we see five or more loves float across the screen, all three of us will eat six of these delicious chalky piece of ass candies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Is that you, Mr. Fusion? Yeah,
No, that wasn't me.
Yeah, I think that was you. I know you can do it.
Oh, they're popping up now.
They're still showing up.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Is that really what you people came here to see? We're not your little dancing ponies.
All right, send six over this way.
Here, we'll can't get this broken ones in your bowl. Yeah, we got to get
you guys
got
to read each one,
some big ones.
Look at all the hearts. I don't have to.
We should do the next Podunk news segment with these in our mouths.
I think you should. I think you should up the ante to 10.
Oh, looks in your bowl. I got partners forever.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect.
That's for us right there.
This one says deny.
Huh. Saw the marks on my shoulder.
Let's see.
It wasn't me.
True. Yeah.
I got the next part. Love goodbye.
Oh, true one. Yeah, I would say
true
that.
True one. I got the one I love.
Please forgive.
Best man. Hell yeah, that's mine right there.
No, that's mine, dude.
Oh, you had enough, sir.
Let's do lunch.
Oh, I thought this was mine.
I got candy kiss. You want to have a candy kiss?
You're so fine. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that for me? Oh, I got it's true. You're so fine. It's true. Perfect.
I hear this one constantly. Be good.
Be good.
Be good.
Here they go. They're going.
All right, we got pack of six.
Don't chew them. I had to suck on them for the last half an hour. Just keep in your face. Oh, why are you chewing them, bro?
Okay.
Oh, you can't handle it.
These are terrible.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry we did this to you, dude.
Two times now. This is the second time you've done that. No blooming onion either, man. What happened to that blooming onion, bro?
It's like all the tropical flavors are just mixing into some disgusting...
With school teacher chalk.
It's like... Dude, it's like a fruit cocktail where they just put all the fruits in.
Yeah.
And it's just yuck, dude.
Man, Jason all had it right, man. They only sell this shit one time a year. This is fucking horrible.
I have.
No, I was trying to calculate over here.
Three, six.
Oh, it's like
six,
it turns into paste when you eat that, man. It's like glue in your mouth.
Ten plus.
I need a napkin.
I got up to six, right? I got up to six. 15. No. I had 21 in my face.
Oh, no. I think we got disconnected.
Uh oh.
Are you on napkin?
It looks like we're still live.
Yeah, because there's a delay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it said it reconnected us. Okay, good.
All right. Hey.
We'll give it a second to catch up and see what happened. See, that sucks because it was like, oh, you're disconnected and kicked us off. But yeah, that was only, we were only disconnected for like 2 seconds. I would have been mad if we just ate that shit and nobody got to see it. That was nasty.
All right, guys. Yeah, that was pretty terrible. Yeah, we're sorry, Mr. Fusion, for putting you through all that.
Yeah, we're definitely...
one of them in my face. I just counted.
Next year, we're going to have like buffalo wings or something kind of tasty. Yeah, we'll do jalapenos. How about that? I do jalapenos.
I could totally do jalapenos. Yeah. I grow ghost peppers and reaper peppers in my backyard.
Like on the
reverse the roles here, and I bring you a couple of the reaper peppers that I grow in my backyard.
Oh, I can't eat spicy food, man. That stuff will kill me, man.
Well, real quick, let's tell everybody once again, man. If you guys go ahead and share the video here, you know, onto your walls, man, you guys will be eligible tonight for a $25 Fandango gift card that you could use to go see the Black Panther this upcoming weekend.
I saw you drinking your water over there, man. I totally drank this Coke. My mouth is so disgusting.
That's a good Coke there.
It is. The Coke is fantastic. The charcoal siesta key is fantastic. It does not blend well with that nasty freaking stuff. Oh, my God.
You need to power me up, bro.
That's bad.
Whoa. Yeah, you need that after that.
All right, this, yeah, here's us here, Mr. Fusion, just pouring another beer in.
Well, you know, so what do we got up next? Oh, yeah, our Mr. Fusion image here, definitely.
Oh, dude, that's cool too, man. Yes.
That's awesome.
All right.
That's the original Jennifer Parker, though.
It is.
I like your taste, kid.
Well, we figured you'd dig it, man. But anyways... That was fun. Hope you guys all enjoyed. Hope you guys are having fun. Let's jump into some Podunk news.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see what's going on in the rest of this crazy Podunk world. And then after that, we'll come back. We'll finish up our countdown. We'll do our top two movies. We'll do the raffle for some prizes. We're going to remind you guys where you can get some prizes, how you can get entered for them once we're done with the news. But let's check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Podunk news.
Waka waka wop.
Oh yeah, man. If it's your first time joining us tonight, Podunk News is our time to tell you some of the craziest stories that are going out there in this Podunk world. But we want you guys to know this ain't fake news. It's real deal, man. These are all from great sources. And this end of the program, we're going to be talking about some upcoming video games.
Believe me.
We're both like looking off camera like, it's just in your mouth. Well, it's so bad, dude.
I just belched and I taste that chalky goodness.
I know.
Get here. We're going to put those in the trash.
Give it to the cat.
I know. You should do Dutch black licorice. It's horrible. I don't like licorice to begin with, so I can't even imagine Dutch black licorice. I don't know why I would think Dutch stuff would be worse, but I just feel like they're potent. Like, they don't mess around with their licorice in Holland. You know what I mean?
Rich T just put hashtag fake news. Well, you're going to get a dose of some real news here, man. So, All right, here's what we got coming at you first.
Boom.
Oh, we know a lot of folks are excited about this upcoming game. We got Red Dead Redemption 2 has a release date.
Oh, my God.
I know when we did our top 50 games of 2018, we talked about this one, and we said, we'll believe it when we see it. Well, Rockstar, they're at least throwing out a date. It's looking like it's going to be October 26, 2018. So we still got – take it as this. You guys are going to get to see Venom before you get to play this game. So
you might even see Carnage before that. Who knows?
Dude, all right. This Siesta Key stuff is pretty banging.
Oh, man.
It is, dude.
Red Dead Redemption is getting tons of love.
Into the studio,
oh,
man.
Wow.
I see Party Man Will looks like he's blowing up. He's having a love fest, which he's definitely, you know, he's got that down.
And if you guys Will, too, man. I'm going to throw him some hearts right here. There you go, Will. That's for you.
But, so Red Dead Redemption, if you guys haven't played the original, you know, now with all this backwards compatibility with, like, the PlayStation and Xbox and stuff, definitely go check it out, man. It's like GTA, you know, Grand Theft Auto, but in the wild, wild west, you know. You can go and go into a bar, get drunk, play some, you know, card games. You can go and grab yourself a
raise and rope some Broncos.
Yep, exactly. Go grab yourself a lady and put her on a train track so you can be a black hat, you know, like back in the day.
Nice,
but
man.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited to check it out. I mean, everything I've heard about the original game was fantastic. So just them expanding upon it, especially with today's next-gen consoles, I think this is going to be just outstanding. And if it ever does actually show up, this is going to be something I grab right away. We're probably going to do on the playthrough and review. Stick around. Keep your eyes on us, man, and we're going to let you know all about this game and all the details about it as it comes along.
Oh, there you go. Party Man Will says, you can shoot a shit ton of people. Absolutely, with your revolver and shotguns and all that fun stuff. So, absolutely.
Some Westworld action right there.
Oh, man, it looks
My grandfather's on. Look at that.
Hey.
What's up, Gordo?
Awesome, man. Well, hey, I do have to say I'm glad your grandfather joined after our trivia segment.
Yeah, thank God. How you doing, Grandpa?
Well, definitely. Welcome, Gordon. Definitely stick around. We got some crazy, wild Podunk news going on right now. What's next, Albie?
Hey, we got some family in the house. Let's show some love, bro.
Oh, do it. Go for it.
Boom. There you go. Gordon, that's for you, sir.
Absolutely, man. Oh, we also got Brian E., some more family. He says, what's up?
All right, he ain't getting no more hearts. He should have just lumped in with the last one. He's too late, Brian E. Take forever.
Awesome. All right, so what's next?
Okay, next up, though.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
We got some Metal Gear Solid 5 action coming at you. This awesome bit of news, man. Tell them all about it, Senor Bull.
You know, this is definitely something that Kojima, you know, the guy who created Metal Gear, he's no longer with Konami. And one of the last things he did before he left is he said, you know, I want to have this, you know, like in Metal Gear 5, there's like this multiplayer aspect. And people seem to really be digging it. You know, you go on missions together and you go and try to pretty much get all the nukes like out of the world. Like you're trying to disarm all the nukes. Well, apparently there was still like 9,000 nukes left. And somehow the like ending, like as if the nuke number went down to zero, was like released. You know,
talking
so,
hackers, code crackers, yackers.
So, I mean, it was kind of unfortunate, you know, like people got exposed to this scene that like probably still wouldn't have been discovered for at least like another year or two. But yeah, so now it's kind of like the cat's out of the bag. It's on YouTube. People can go check it out. So probably like the life cycle of this game is definitely, you know, shortened. But, you know, just the fact that, you know, they kind of put that aspect into the... Mr. Fusion's had a little more than just chalky conversation.
I got to tell you, I just realized that all my rum was at the bottom of this. It's like a shot and a half of rum delicious. Right there. I'm just like, hell yeah, bro.
But absolutely, you know, fans of Metal Gear, keep playing. Keep ridding the world of nukes, man. They need you in there doing that. I know Party Man Will is a huge Metal Gear fan. So
yeah, and everybody was looking forward to the countdown to actually disarming the nukes, to finding a way to get the entire online gaming community to get rid of all the nuclear armament. And it's one of those things that you see often on like 4chan or Reddit or something. They did this awesome experiment a few months back where they created on Reddit this pixel map where you could add pixels person by person and color them in, and they wanted to see what kind of art people would put on there, and it was totally free and random and all this stuff, and people would get together and draw these hateful, you know, iconography and images and things like that, but other people would rally together, good people, and cover it up with like the American flag or something like this, and in the end, as a social experiment, it prevailed that the good outweighed the bad.
Yeah,
on Reddit. Remember,
yeah,
you know? Yeah, it was a freaking great story, and this is kind of the same thing. You know, you got bad people who are trying to hack it and say like, oh, we don't need to disarm everything. But you know what? If we can prove that it's possible in a video game, we can prove that it's possible in real life. I know it sounds kind of hunky and stupid, but I totally just had a bunch of that Siesta Key, and it's maybe the most hippy-dippy thing I've ever said on the Power Hour Love, but the only way to beat hate is with love.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. Yeah.
Well, definitely, you know, I know there's a lot of love out there for Metal Gear, but, man, I know there's a lot of love out there for Dungeons & Dragons and role-playing games
absolutely.
And stuff like that. And there was some awesome news that came out last week here. Old Spice... There you go. They have,
absolutely, man.
Tell you take this one, El Bandito. I know you know you sent this one over to me. It was
you
really
got
cool.
It, man. Well, someone over at Old Spice decided to actually create their own D&D playable class, and they call it the Gentleman class. You know, and you can see this is actual artwork. It's made in the style of the original D&D books, the 3.5 edition. And it's a complete character sheet that is a playable character with everything that you need in it to play the character. Now, some of the coolest things about it is that unlike any other character, I think maybe a fighter, but the Gentleman, his base attack bonus goes up by 1 every single level. You know, so he has a huge base attack bonus. On top of that, he has special abilities called Catchphrase and Punchline. Right? Then when he levels up, he can turn into an intelligent dog. He can spontaneously summon a horse, just like they do in the commercials.
Okay.
And he can heal his allies with his pleasing scent.
What's his charisma level, like his base charisma level?
Well,
must be like through the roof.
No. Like, here's the cool thing, because, you know, you roll your stats and you add in your charisma and your stuff where you want. But he has a special ability where he can use his charisma and dexterity to apply to his attacks.
Oh, awesome.
You know, so instead of using his strength, he's using his charisma. You know?
Woo but, them to death.
Yeah. So it sounds super awesome. And like I said, he heals allies with his pleasing scent of Old Spice. So it's really cool. It obviously wasn't play tested. It's not endorsed by Dungeons & Dragons or WizKids or anything like that. But the artwork was put out for free. The design was put out for free by Old Spice by some super dedicated fan. It is 3.5 compatible, so it might actually work for Pathfinder really well because that's kind of, you know, 3.7. But it seems super awesome. It does have a special recommendation that your DM probably doesn't want to let you play this character because it is so OP. But as you can see from the illustration, like, the guy's a straight-up super pimp, man. And it seems if you're going to play a wild kind of fun game, this might be a class worth checking out, worth downloading from Old Spice, man. But either way, thanks, Old Spice. Keeping it real.
The gentleman class.
I like it, dude. I want to combine that with like a dwarf, half gentleman class, half.
Well, I know not all of
dwarf and cleric.
I know not all of our audiences are, you know, hardcore tabletop gamers. So, you know, some of that, you know, might be a little like, what? You can play the guy from Old Spice? But, man, you know, RPGs are definitely something we grew up on. And we love them here at the Power Hour. So if you've never played it, man, you can always go down to Big Dog Comics and Thunderdome Gaming in Fort Pierce and jump into a game. They always got, I mean, sometimes Mr. Fusion's down there. You know, El Bandito goes down there. I jump down there and rock it out. And who knows, maybe we can have a whole game of gentleman class.
just going warriors. Out there pimping it up.
Right
Bam,
now,
I got my call popped.
On Wednesdays, we're trying to start up a game, which is basically Star Wars.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
With D&D. Matt, if you want to go ahead and post the name of the books out there.
Yeah, definitely. You guys can definitely converse and stuff like that. And, you know, we'll definitely, you know, share it and stuff like that. But, yeah, definitely, you know, we're big fans of RPGs and stuff. But, man, we got something coming up next that we know a lot of people are big fan of.
I know Rich T down here. He's like, talk about the black dude from the thing. I know they got Terry Crews and they got the other guy who's just the commercial guy. But no, it's a class. So you get to pick what race your character is still and everything like that, what age they are, all that stuff. But it's a class. So it's kind of more like his profession is being an Old Spice gentleman. You know, but yeah, check out Thunderdome Gaming, Big Dog Comics. It's on the corner of Fort Pierce. It's on the corner of Midway Road and US 1 in Fort Pierce. Man, that Siesta Key got me.
Shout out to Captain Joe.
Absolutely. Head on up there. Tell him the Power Hour Love sent you. And tell him Senor Bull sent you. If you tell him I sent you, I'll probably charge you double. Because he knows you'll be a pain.
But if you guys are looking for another exciting event, you got to check out this one. Right now.
Absolutely.
Our buddies down at Morbid Movies are presenting the classic, I would have to say one of the scariest movies of all time,
yeah.
The Exorcist, and its 45th anniversary showing. Now, you know, I've actually had the privilege of seeing this in a theater.
Same here. When it came out.
Yeah.
What was it, 2000, right?
Yeah, they did
re-released it for the...
Yeah, there was a re-release probably for like, who knows, at that time it was probably like its 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a re-release, and I definitely got to check it, as you can see Mr. Fusion also did. But, you know, Morbid Movies, they're a South Florida company that pride themselves on going and showing old horror movies and sci-fi and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's really great. You go down to the movies of Lake Worth, down in Lake Worth. You pay $10 to get in. The start time is 9:30, and here's what's really cool. You know, not only do you get to see a classic horror film, you also get a raffle ticket, which at the end of the show, they raffle off some awesome prizes, usually something related to the movie or Morbid Movie merchandise or just cool posters, all kinds of awesome stuff. But then also you get a button for the movie, so you'll get an Exorcist button. And, you know, and the more and more you go to these Morbid Movie events, you always get a little button with your admission. So it's like you kind of start this collection, and it's so cool. And the guys who run it are awesome people, big, huge fans of sci-fi and horror. So definitely go down there to the movies of Lake Worth and give Morbid Movies some love.
And they represent the best kinds of horror. I know I got to go down there to watch A Nightmare on Elm Street 3 with you last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And I added all the buttons that I bought and the one that I got for free for buying the admission to my guitar straps.
That's great, man. And here, just as an extra added bonus, why don't you tell them what movie they're showing in March?
Leprechaun.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm the Leprechaun. So like we said, for February, you know, it's this upcoming Friday. You know, that's I don't know if I mentioned the date earlier. It's this Friday night if you want to go see The Exorcist. But keep watching the Power Hour, and we'll definitely let you guys know when they're showing Leprechaun in March. So definitely lots of love to Morbid Movies.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, I went and saw this movie back when they re-released it in the theaters, and I brought a date.
Oh, okay.
And I got cuddled. There's lots of jump scares in The Exorcist. So,
oh man,
bring a date, go up to Lake Worth, check out The Exorcist on Friday.
The one thing I really remember about this film is that there's a lot of hidden images and stuff that flashes on the screen, and it's really creepy. And just the, you know, it was at the time, you know, when it was made, there wasn't really anything else like this. I know Rosemary's Baby came a few years before, but The Exorcist really challenged certain things, and I really put some fear in the people on what they're, you know, on what
absolutely.
What
I remember reading reports that they said this was one of the only movies where grown men walked out of it, were crying, were screaming, stuff like that. You're like, man, I've never seen it. I doubt that watching it today, it's gonna have the same effect that it did 45
years ago. Oh, it totally will.
But
no, you're wrong.
No,
let me tell you, dude. There's not a lot of movies out there that scare me. That's one of them.
What are you talking about? We were watching that. That
Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah, you were freaking out, man. It's because they cut up a turtle or, you know, shove poo in some girl's vajayjay.
Because that's just torture porn. That's all that is, and okay. It's not a good movie. There's no context.
And we're strictly talking about the original Exorcist, none of the sequels and all that stuff. We're talking about
the
original.
OG.
But yeah, absolutely. If you guys want, like we said, if you want to check it out, go down the morbid movies in Lake Worth, the movies of Lake Worth. You know, $10 gets you in to see this classic flick. Like I said, it's the 45th anniversary. So, like I said, if you haven't seen it yet, now's a perfect opportunity.
Yeah, and they do.
And bring a date.
And they do a raffle and stuff down there. But, like we said, we're doing a raffle here tonight. Let's jump back into the studio, and we'll tell you guys all about how you can win something right here on the Power Hour of Love. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Now, definitely scary film. If you guys have seen it and you have a scary scene that you want to talk about, throw it in the comments. But it looks like we're ready to dive back in to some more of our Valentine's Day movies. Is that right, El Bandito?
Absolutely, man. Well, real quick, though, I want to let you guys know about how you guys can win some prizes tonight. Like we said, we are doing a giveaway, a $25 gift certificate from Fandango, so that you will get in an email. And it's like a download, you know, so all you have to do is have a valid email address. But if you share the video tonight, share it on your wall, share it on a friend's wall or something like that, and you will be entered to win a $25 gift card from Fandango, with which you can use to go and check out the Black Panther this weekend, courtesy of the Power Hour of Love.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Feel free to share this video right at the end of the video tonight. We're going to shut down, take a few minutes to work up a raffle. We're going to start right back up. We're going to raffle it live. We'll do it right on the air, man. There's no reason for you not to share. It doesn't cost you anything. There's no obligation. No, nothing. We don't need anything more from you than to share the video.
Oh, yeah.
So spread the love a little bit, man, and get something in return. Why not, right?
Mr. Fusion had a quick special message you wanted to throw out there.
Looks like my son's watching us. Hey, Charlie. How you doing? Everybody say hi to Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. What's up?
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Let's show him some love. There you go.
Boom.
Awesome. So we're ready to dig back into those movies.
You know, you're all about these movies. You're like ready to go.
I love that movies, man.
No, we're going to talk about our other giveaway here.
Okay.
If you subscribe over to our YouTube channel, man, at any point you can go over there and check it out. We got some playthrough and reviews and some stuff that's exclusive content over there on YouTube. Feel free to go and check that out. If you subscribe to the page, you'll be entered for a chance to win a Blu-ray edition of Thor Ragnarok when it comes out on March 6th. So you have until now, till March 5th, when we do the drawing for the winner. And all you have to do is subscribe on YouTube. If you're already a subscriber, hey, that's great. If you want more chances to win, get your friend, your buddy, your neighbor, your uncle, whatever, to subscribe to our channel over there on YouTube. We're just looking to drum up some subscribes on that. We're trying to reach a goal we've got, and we're having a great time. So spread the love, share some love, and win yourself a copy of this awesome, awesome movie.
Oh, yeah, man, definitely. And like I said, every share we get, man, just the more and more awesome content we can keep putting out for you guys.
No doubt. And this one does require you to have a valid mailing address where we can mail it to you, because we're going to send you an actual copy of the movie. So keep that in mind, you know, but please just go over there and subscribe. Have a good time. You just junking up a studio, man?
Where you threw it at your stuff.
It's all good, man.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's get back to the countdown. How's that sound?
I'm super excited. I've been talking about this for the last 15 minutes.
I bet. Everybody's like, the hell are you doing? You know? Look at how those numbers bounce up when we talk about giving shit away, though.
I know. Well, definitely. Well, they were starting to creep down. I was like, come on, let's get back to the movies.
All right, I'm sure you guys are all excited to find out the top two on our list of the best Valentine's Day opening weekend movies of all time. Now, again, this is the Power Hour's personal opinion. We're not rating this off of monetary success or anything like that. These are just the movies we think are the best movies that came out over Valentine's Day weekend ever.
Absolutely.
So, do you guys remember what the first three were?
Well, we had 50 Shades of Grey, then Daredevil, and then 51st States? Or
51st States.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You guys got it. All right, so let's see. Next up, Friday, February 12th, 1993, made $71 million.
Oh, right? Man.
Now, I know that doesn't sound like a super lot, but in 1993, this was decent.
That was, this was pretty good. A lot of money back then. Yeah.
So what do you think, Mr. Fusion? We'll give the audience a chance to guess. We'll give you a chance to guess. Throw your guesses in the comments there. What movie do you guys think this is from back in 1993?
The friggin' Sandlot? I don't know. I mean, it was 1993. I was 11.
Is The Friggin' Sandlot a movie?
The Sandlot was a pretty good flick. Yeah,
The Sandlot is a good movie.
It is one of my favorites.
Jason, I was like, genre, guys?
Yeah. Like, you got to give me something.
Well, here. Right. What would you classify this genre as?
No, how about we give a hint?
Give us a hint.
We'll give a hint. You know, if you've paid attention to the Power Hour, you know, recently, You might be
Groundhog,
able to figure
no.
You might be able to figure this movie out.
Maybe
Groundhog Day, was it? No, that came out in.
We'll throw a card over here to link you over to the episode where we talk more about this particular movie. Because yes, it was Groundhog Day. Good job, Mr. Fusion. It's like we're in a time loop all over again. We just talked about this last week. But yes, Groundhog Day actually came out over Valentine's Day weekend and is an amazing movie that is a cult phenomenon, spawned its own trope that's run through a whole bunch of other media like we talked about last week. We'll put a card up, like I said, for that video where we talk more in depth about the Groundhog Day trope and how that mechanic bled into all of these other pop culture icons and other films, TV, movies, and even video games. So feel free to check that out. Otherwise, this is just a super cool, super great freaking movie that we love.
Absolutely, man. And definitely.
Bill Murray.
What's not to like?
So we're getting down to the number one. Oh, man, here we go. Everybody's been waiting, especially me. Give us a little info on it.
I know it's one of Charboil's favorite movies. All right. Jesus Christ.
So we're talking Friday, February 12th, 2016, $784 million. I'll give you guys a hint. This is the movie that beat out 50 Shades of Grey for the number one biggest opening in February ever.
Let's give them a chance, Mr. Fusion, before you
answer. Oh, so it's not like 50 Shades Darker or some other crap?
Well, yeah, let's see. What do you guys think in 2016 was a movie that made $784 million and came out over the Valentine's Day weekend?
Well, let's see. So far, we've got Jason L. saying Deadpool? Question mark. Anybody else got anyone's out there?
And he's like, out last year?
2016. Last year was 17.
Oh, crap, man.
He's like, Groundhog's Day, bro.
I'm stuck in a time loop. I'm stuck in 2017, bro. Terry D says Deadpool.
Oh, I don't know. What do you think it could be, Mr. Fusion?
It's got to be.
Let's see.
The one and only, man. Feel the love this Valentine's Day. Deadpool absolutely came out over Valentine's Day weekend in 2016. Was a huge hit. I know I even went on a date with a girl and took her to see this movie.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome, man. Oh, Rich T says hashtag Deadpool.
Well, there's like a couple of browns. Really, I'm sure no one's surprised that it's Deadpool. No one's more surprised than Deadpool. But this movie was a colossal success. It's the highest grossing rated R movie of all time. It's the highest grossing February opening of all time. It's the highest grossing Valentine's Day weekend opening of all time.
There you go.
So this movie just smashed all sorts of records. We've been lucky that we haven't got shitty ripoffs of it, which is what I really thought would happen, that they'd make a bunch of hard R, super stupid films. But no, it's been this
like
movie,
Evil Ernie?
And it's been super great. But one thing I have to say is that their marketing campaign for Valentine's Day weekend was one of my favorite things of like all time, because they actually produced this for their advertisements. Now, this is a real billboard that they posted all over America, and they had an app that you could go to, and it would tell you where the closest one was so that you could drive your girl past it and be like, hey, babe, do you want to see that for Valentine's Day? It's Deadpool. True love never dies. And I actually saw one of these in Palm Beach and was like, that's the best shit I ever saw. You know, they got Ryan Reynolds there, yep. You know, Marina Bacar in there, just looking super cute. You know, total rom-com looking poster, and just to dupe chicks into going to see this movie. So I'm like, that's just the best. It's so quintessentially Deadpool, you know?
It's absolutely. It's got the bowling ball addressed to Homer all over it.
Well, definitely, you know, Deadpool was awesome, but man, what's even more awesome is we ain't done with Deadpool, right?
Absolutely not, man. Coming just around the corner, we've got Deadpool 2. It's going to be coming out later, what, this year or next
year?
Yeah,
no, it's coming out in May.
This May?
May's going to be pretty powerful. You
oh,
know?
That's right. Yeah. It's May 18th,
yep.
Which I remember thinking, boy, that's right after Infinity War on May 4th.
Yep.
So it's and only then, a few weeks later.
And then Solo comes out the following week. So, I mean, May's going to be pretty action-packed at the theaters. But
it is.
Hell of a start to the blockbuster season, man.
Oh, you
absolutely.
Know it, man. Now,
well, what do you got? How do you guys feel about the introduction of Cable to the series?
I think it's really a good timing for it. I was just talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and we said, like, while Deadpool's cool, you know, he's always got some wisecrack or something. Like, he really needs, like, a straight shooter kind of guy, too, that kind of like will smack him around if he's getting too wise-assy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Colossus kind of did that.
Yeah, he really took up that role, but he's almost too
nice.
Yeah, he's too soft of a guy for it. He's too kind-hearted, I guess is the thing he'd say.
Yeah, Cable will totally smack him upside the head and just be like, shut up, asshole, you know, and stuff like that. So, yeah, no, I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
Absolutely. How do you feel about Josh Brolin playing both?
You know, I know this was decided before Disney acquired the Fox Entertainment, mm-hmm. but man, I think it's cool. I know we've said that, you know, Thanos kind of looks like a giant, like, California raisin. So, like, you know, he doesn't really look like Josh Brolin.
Yeah, there's enough CGI to kind of.
But yes, Cable does. He looks, you know, when you see him, you're like, oh, dude, it's the guy from the Goonies. The older brother, you know?
I keep thinking of him from that Men in Black 3. He was actually crazy good in that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was a super underrated movie to me, because the second one's pretty shitty. Like, it's a little corny. It's a little too corny. I didn't like it.
The third one was good, though.
But the third one was good. Time travel stuff. Yeah, I love time travel stuff.
He also played... He played George W. Bush in that movie, W.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff, man. Really, really good... Good actor, man. So I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see this movie. The Bob Ross trailer cracked me up. I felt so good. He's whacking off over there. Yeah. Now, just earlier this week, they released this image of the Flashdance Deadpool in a shower of bullets. I thought it was just choice. I really liked this, man. This was super cool. So, I mean, just everything they do with this is so right. If you're a longtime fan of the comic like I am and you've read I can't say I've read a lot, but I've read enough to really be like, dude, this captures the essence of Deadpool perfectly. I mean, when he came out in Wolverine Origins and it was Ryan Reynolds, I was like, that is literally the best cat. Like, that guy was born to play that. Like, you have very few people that are just born to play a role. All right, let's face it. Patrick Stewart, he was born to play Professor X,
absolutely.
Man, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Ryan Reynolds was born to be Deadpool, and they effed him up so bad in X-Men Origins. I mean, just so bad. Like,
that's because they closed his mouth.
Yeah, seriously.
That's like the best feature on him.
Yeah, but shut up, Deadpool.
Not only that, like, the first like 20 minutes that he's in the movie is so good. Like, he's so good in that first 20 minutes.
I'm glad he got a mulligan on it, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only did he get a mulligan, but he turned around and made like the best R-rated movie ever. Yes. You're like, yeah, man, that's way to be like, told you I could do it.
Well, you guys call it a mulligan, but I think we have to thank X-Men Days of Future Past for that.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, Jen, they reset the timeline.
Because they reset the timeline.
So Wolverine Origins didn't even happen.
Now that's true. That's very true. I have to say, Days of Futures Past was masterfully done, where in the end, both Jean Grey, Professor X, and Beast.
Cyclops.
Yeah. Well, Cyclops too, yes, but Beast returned as Kelsey Grammer.
Yes.
You know, at the end.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's super cool, man. So they set right what once went wrong. So great flick, really great return for Bryan Singer to come back and kind of put the bow tie back on what initially should have been his trilogy. I mean,
well, dude, they meant to do that the whole time, dude.
No, I was kind of pissed at him for bailing on the third movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we got a Brett Ratner movie, which whatever, you know.
The guy who did the Rush Hour film.
Yeah, like, I don't hate the third movie, but it definitely went in some directions that you're like that Jackie Chan meme from Rush Hour. We're like, what?
But I know we're all looking forward to Deadpool this year.
We got the whole Juggernaut bitch meme.
Yeah, God. That was cool that they put that in the movie, but still. It wasn't enough to save a lot of the shit in that movie.
No, it wasn't.
So. Well,
and another thing we can thank Deadpool for is just, like I said, introducing that a rated R superhero film can exist. And, you know, it's not just the young kids that are going to see it. This one's for adults as well.
We haven't had one of those since Blade, right?
No, I would definitely say that we can thank Deadpool for Logan.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Logan was a phenomenal movie. Yeah. That was like... Yeah. You know, like Oscar-worthy type movie to me, you know, that I'm like...
It was great.
Yeah.
The best Wolverine film, definitely.
Yeah. That was an opus superhero movie where you're just like, dude, the feels, you know?
I mean, really, they've done good with the... Even The Wolverine was good, but you're right, yeah. The level of intensity that they were able to go in Logan is definitely, you know... That we finally got to see Wolverine, like, rage out, you know?
No doubt, man.
Well, you guys let us know what you think about Deadpool 2. What's your favorite aspect? Are you guys excited to see Colossus back? Are you excited to see Nega Teenage Warhead?
I'm excited to see her be a little bit older because she was a little too young to be like, what?
What's his lady, the blind lady? What's her name again? You know?
The old lady?
Yeah, she's back.
I don't remember.
Well, she's definitely coming back, so... That'll be fun. The Mohinder, the guy, the cabbie. Like, it's cool. They're really making, like, its own thing. And it'll be very funny to see how much they poke fun at the whole Marvel, you know, pretty much finally being under one umbrella. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. But you know what? I think it's about time that we give away some free shit to one of you amazing listeners out there.
Oh, so I
think we're going to wrap it up for tonight. And we're going to go ahead and get to our raffle. We want to thank you guys for joining us on our anniversary episode. We know it was a little super long tonight, but we still got a pretty good crowd out there.
Oh,
thank you guys so much for sticking around. Thank you, Mr. Fusion, for coming by the studio and playing games with us, man.
Anytime,
it was super, super fun. It's always a pleasure to have you. Senior Boyle, thank you for all the time and effort you put into the show with me, man. I know it's a lot of fun.
You too, buddy. Yeah, this the time just flies when we're doing this. And now that we're on this visual medium, it's so great that you guys... all come in and enjoy it with us.
Absolutely, man. And most importantly, I want to thank all of you people. Thanks for joining us every week. It's a super ton of fun to know that we can connect, read the comments, and have such a fun time with all you amazing and beautiful people out there. So have a safe and happy Valentine's Day. Have a safe and happy weekend. Go check out the Black Panther. Share this video. It's not too late. You've got a few minutes left. Share this video, and you're entered for a chance to win a $25 gift card to Fandango. If you're watching this on the rerun over on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. If it's before March 6th, You're in there, man.
Definitely, man. You're in
the run. Yeah, you could win a Thor Ragnarok on Blu-ray. So,
but for you guys watching right now, give us about 10 to 15 minutes, and we'll be back for a quick announcement of who's winning that Fandango gift card.
Absolutely. But until then, feel free to come back next week. Are we doing anything next week? What are we doing next week?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's right. We're doing the next phase of our Infinity War countdown. We got so much love from that one segment we did with Captain America, kind of counting down to Infinity War, giving some history and backstory. I'm serious. So much love that we are dedicating the entire next week's episode to a Marvel superhero, to an Avenger. Find out who it is. Find out the history, where they're headed, where they're going, what some of their best comic stories are. Join us next week for that, man. It's going to be a super ton of fun.
Absolutely, man. Well, until next week, once again, thank you, Mr. Fusion. Thank you, all you
thank
guys.
Thank you for having me.
You know, happy anniversary, El Bandito.
Happy anniversary, Senor Boyle.
Yeah.